Yeah, the theme from 30-something. Well, we're joined now by Tim Churchill. He's a real 30-something. He's 30 years old and obviously one of the guys in the demographic we were just talking about. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what do you do?
I am a social studies teacher in Arlington, Virginia, and I live in Springfield, Virginia.
Okay, I don't want to be too nosy about this, but what do you make?
I make about $45,000 a year.
Okay, $45,000. So you're above the median income of about $35,000.
Right.
But still, are you making less than your dad?
Definitely. And part of that is what he did, which is he was a mortgage banker. But also, part of it is what I do. And what I do is, it's more than the median, but living in Northern Virginia, you have to also realize the cost of living here is really, really high. So.
Right. So did you think that you would be making less than your dad at the same age?
I guess you don't really think about it. I mean, when my dad was 30, he was married. He had three kids, and he was working hard as the sole earner, but earning, a very good living. And I'm 30, and I guess things have changed a lot. I am married, but I don't have kids. And, it's just my wife and I, we're both working. So it's a kind of different situation. I'm not surprised that I earn less than him because of what I do, but I think many people in America, considering how much work they put into their profession, are probably surprised that they do earn less than their fathers because they might do, similar jobs, mm-hmm. and especially with the changing demographics and with the changing professions in America, I'm sure a lot of people are surprised.
Well, and what about buying power? Did your dad have his own house?
Yeah, definitely had his own house. My wife and I do have our own place, but it's a very different house. It's a small town house, and the only way that I was able to buy it is that I did get some help. And I know most 30-somethings aren't getting that kind of support.
What about your friends? Do you see the same thing with your friends and their
most
dads?
Most of my friends, I guess it's a different subject. Most of my friends aren't married. Most of my friends don't own a house. Most of my friends are going from, kind of paycheck to paycheck, trying to get by. And so I get things are very different than they were, 20 and 30 years ago.
One thing that the guy I just spoke with, John Morton, talked about was why they studied men in their 30s is because it was a pretty good indicator of what the future earnings would be mm-hmm. in their lifetime.
Right.
So does that give you pause?
It gives me pause on where I live now and what my plans are. As an educator, that the ceiling for what you earn is not very high. And so you have to consider all things, and you have to consider your plans. And although I don't have kids right now, I know my wife and I, one day, very soon, would like to have a family. And can I really afford for her to give up her paycheck? And the answer is no. So it's either, okay, we become, dual income, no kids, dinks, as they say, or we decide to move, which is probably what we're going to do. I'd like to be able to retire one day. And I don't think that would ever happen if I lived here. I think I'd work until I died. And unfortunately, I think a lot of Americans are going to be in that situation with the state of Social Security and with lowering incomes compared to the cost of living. I'm sure lots of 30-somethings have quite a bit of pause.
Tim Churchill, 30 years old. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.